Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're on The Burt Show.
About 70% of the emails that come in regarding this Don't Refer to Atlanta as Hotlanta campaign, the RID Hotlanta campaign, are great. Here's one this morning from Kuwait.
Wow.
From somebody that said, thanks for banning the Hotlanta thing. As a person born in Georgia, I hate that reference. Here is another one. This one says, hey, gang, I was cracking up this morning when you were reading the emails from people that didn't like your campaign against Hotlanta. I love it, but you should encourage these people to call the show and then slow down the audio so it sounds like they're drunk like you were doing last
week. Oh, my God, that's funny.
This one says, Emily Osment. This is a Hotlanta alert. Emily Osment used the term Hotlanta at her recent concert in Atlanta, saying, we're here in Atlanta, or excuse me, I was informed it is now Hotlanta, which is against our campaign.
Not cool.
Misinformed.
Somebody didn't understand, maybe?
Totally misinformed. But most of them say, you know what? Go, do away with it. I've hated it for a long time. We're too cool a city to be called such a cheesy name. So they're cool with just doing away with Hotlanta.
Right.
But the 30% that like the word Hotlanta are really loving it and are having a tough time letting it go.
Do you think that they're just trying to disagree with us on purpose because they just disagree with us or like to disagree with us, or they really love Hotlanta?
No, these are as venomous as the ones that we used, the random ones we used to get about American Idol.
Oh, right.
Or when we'd be really hardcore about against one American Idolist, how those venomous emails used to come in. Same way with these.
Well, because we don't understand, because none of us are from Atlanta. And that's, I think, that I'm assuming.
Oh, that's a complaint.
I'm assuming that's where this passion of white knuckling of this comes from, is because as the city evolves slowly and slowly, there are fewer and fewer people that are actually born, raised generationally from the city.
That is, I think, the major complaint. Like, nobody in that studio right there was born and raised in Atlanta. Although, I think, Wendy,
I mean, I lived here since I was 10, 11 years old.
You're not a native!
Kind of sorry.
You should be stoned! Death!
And the emails are like, you guys aren't even from here. You've only been here like 9, 10, 11 years. So how dare you try to shape our city, form our city? It's a word, people. It's the word Hotlanta.
It's fun, though.
It's the identity of Atlanta.
Like, I get an incredible amount of joy over watching people get fired up over completely irrelevant things.
Just angry.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Really dumb things, yeah.
Yes. And this is one of them. And it's so good.
It's
and
the random.
And the best place to find the venom, if you will, is on a blog.
Message boards, man.
And
no accountability. Say what you want.
So on,
great, any name you want.
On AJC.com, right on the front page all day yesterday, or the day before yesterday, because I think 2 days ago is when we aired our Janet Jackson interview, or at least replayed it, and that's when it really caught on. People heard us ask Janet Jackson, heard her agree to share the message with Jermaine Dupri. And for whatever reason, it just caught on that day. Somebody from 11 Live was listening. They sent a camera guy over to Bert's house. They did a 3-minute piece on 11 Alive about
breaking news.
Yeah. And then also Rodney Ho, who writes about radio and TV, he just happened to have it. It was just bugging him because he was in an award show and somebody not from Atlanta heard it. So he wrote a big article about it on AJC.com and then opened it for comments. And like, you know, what do you guys think about Hotlanta? So as with every message board, the first three comments are, oh, I agree with them. I don't like Hotlanta. And the second one's like, I do like Hotlanta. And then the third one's like, they're a bunch of losers.
Yeah. That's always the third post on a message board right there. Comes from this place. All right, so Jeff, please do. Please read. from the AJC message board from those not happy with the Burke Show's Hot Atlanta campaign.
I wish I got paid as much as Bert and his sidekicks to do something so meaningless. Who the hell cares? Each member of the Bert Show should do the world a favor and slit their wrists and then jump off Buford Dam.
I said this yesterday. I don't know why you have to do both.
It's one or the other, people.
One or the
one
other.
One or the other.
We don't need to multitask.
Bert Weiss is the most annoying wannabe in this city. Hotlanta is stupid. The Bert Show, however, is far more stupid.
I'm not sure I can disagree with that one.
You might have posted it.
No member of the Bert Show is even from Atlanta, and they're all stupid. Who cares what they attempt to do? And I hope Jeff rots in hell. The Bert Show stopped being the Springer Show of Atlanta with slutty relationship bits to conquer the terrible act of saying Hotlanta. All they have are fame wannabe women call in for advice on irrelevant and obvious relationship crap. They're stupid.
I see a theme.
Bert Show.
This is our relationship report card.
Yeah. Should have called in 2 posts ago and said, I can't take it anymore.
No more.
Bert Show. Nobody thinks you're even remotely interesting or important. Just keep on prattering about Twilight, Facebook, and tampons, or whatever the hell you talk about all day. But please stop telling people what to do. Bert is a loser. Who cares about the Bert Show? Bert Show, I cannot begin to express how irrelevant you all are. And the only reason I'm investing 15 seconds of my life into posting this is because you think you're irrelevant.
What? And
because we think we're irrelevant?
Think we're relevant, sorry.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Gentle voice sometimes confuses my mind. And finally, Bert Show, the world would be a better place if you fell down on a farm and a pig ate your face until you were dead.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.